Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 329. Today in our health tips, we are going to learn the significant biological special program of a very small muscle called stapedius muscle. It got its name because it is attached to the stapes, the third bone in the middle ear. You know, there are three tiny bones or ossicles in the middle ear called malleus, incus and stapes. The function of these bones is to carry the sound received from the auditory canal to the inner ear. The specific function of the stapedius muscle is to reduce the sound transmission. Please understand well how it is done. Under normal circumstances, the stapedius muscle is relaxed and allows sound from the external environment to be perceived with clarity. But suppose there occurs an intense noise in the external environment, this muscle contracts in order to dampen the sound that reaches the ear and to protect the inner ear from damage. What is more important for our present study is that the stapedius muscle consists of striated muscles originated from the mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. An important and at the same time interesting observation of Dr. Hammer is this. Normally, during sleep, the organism is in a natural state of rest. There is an exception to this general rule. The sensory activities like hearing are enhanced so that the organism may become aware of the potential dangers instantly. In GNM terms, the stapedius muscle remains relaxed during the vagotonia in order to catch even the smallest noise in the external environment. This is one of the reasons why the childbearing woman during pregnancy is in a prolonged state of vagotonia starting at the fourth month. By this time, you are in a better position to understand the brain level control of the stapedius muscle. Trophic function of the stapedius muscle or its nutrition is controlled from the cerebral medulla and the contraction of the muscle is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. As usual, the stapedius muscle in the right ear is controlled from the left side of the cerebrum and that in the left ear is controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. This is in GNM called the crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. Now we will learn the most important point in the study of the SBS of the stapedius muscle and that is its biological conflict. By this time you must be knowing that the biological conflict of any organ is according to its function. Here the normal function of the stapedius muscle is to contract and to dampen the sound in order to protect the inner ear from damage. Therefore, the biological conflict linked to the stapedius muscle is a noise conflict triggered by unbearable noises such as loud bangs, blasts, explosions, shots, blaring sirens, music with very high decibel levels, a sharp cry, a piercing scream, etc. Coming to the conflict active phase, there will be two phase changes and they are the cell loss or necrosis controlled from the cerebral medulla and the paralysis of the stapedius muscle in proportion to the intensity of the conflict controlled from the motor cortex. The paralysis of the stapedius causes hyperacusis with a decreased sound tolerance, meaning even the normal sounds are perceived as very loud. I have earlier told several times that the striated muscles belong to the group of organs that respond to the related conflicts with functional loss or hyperfunction. The other organs that respond to the related conflicts with functional loss are the islet cells of the pancreas, the inner ear, olfactory nerves, retina and the vitreous body. The periosteum and the thalamus respond to the related conflicts with hyperfunction. Finally, we reach at the healing phase of the SBS of the stapedius muscle. During this phase, there is reconstruction of the stapedius muscle. The paralysis that occurred during the conflict active phase reaches into the PCLA phase of the healing phase. The epileptoid crisis is manifested as stapedial muscle spasms. It can be considered as equivalent to a focal seizure. It creates a painful fluttering sensation in the ear. By the PCLB phase, the function of the stapedius muscle will return to normal. It is good to note that stapedius muscle, since it is derived from the new mesoderm, shows its biological purpose at the end of the healing phase. That is why all organs that derived from the new mesoderm are called the surplus group. Once the healing process is complete, the specific organ or tissue becomes stronger than before. This allows the organism to become better prepared for a conflict of the same kind. Friends, here is the end of the SBS of the stapedius muscle. Please learn all of the significant biological special programs of all the tissues and organs. Trying to learn them when affected may not bear fruits. So, please be prepared with the knowledge of GNM to be free from the fear of diseases. I am Dr. C. J. Varghese from Kerala, India.